Hi. My voice sounds like ass and it keeps cutting out. So I figured I would go ahead and record today. It's Monday because I'm thinking by Wednesday it will, I don't know, either be completely gone or maybe it'll be back. I don't know yet. Okay. Wow. I have so many fucking feelings, bitch. Okay, so it's 5 o'clock on a Monday. First of all, I overslept for work this morning. And I literally, like, my mom came in my room and she was like, I thought you said you had an appointment at 9 a.m. And I look up and it's 8:30, 8:35 to be exact. And I was like, I do. Oh my God, fuck. And used to, I would get like, if I was late, I'm not even joking you, it was literally the biggest anxiety day of my entire life. Like, I would wake up, scramble around until I have everything I need, get out the door, get there, and I would just be, like, bawling, and then I would, like, just, my whole entire day would be ruined because of being late, and I just don't want to live like that. So, I just woke up, and I was, like, I texted my manager, I was, like, I overslept. She was, like, what time can you be here? And I was like, 9:30. I was supposed to be there at 9, but I live about 45 minutes away. So, yeah, I was like, you know, I'm going to get there when I can, Ms. Girl. And luckily, I only had one client today. What the fucking shit, fuck? Okay, so I go and I do my one client. And then luckily, I got booked a second client. And so I did that. And then I got off at noon. And technically, I'm still on call, but, I mean, at this point, I mean, I would be off at 6, so you can't book anything now because it would take me an hour to get there. So, I'm done for the day now. But, in the meantime, like, I can't really go and do stuff because, ideally, I would be outside, but I can't be outside because I would just be hot and sweaty and I would need to come home and shower before going to work and I wouldn't have enough time if they did book something. So I just been at home, and then I was just gonna scroll for a minute, but I scrolled forever. And today my For You page was honestly really depressing. I don't know why it got depressing so fast, because usually my For You page is pretty, like, fun. And I mean, it's Suicide Prevention Month, so obviously that is, like, some of my For You page, but I don't know, like, I just have been seeing a lot of, like, death on my For You page today, and just depressed things, and I don't know, like, it just fucking sucks, and I don't know, I always think, like, the most depressed that I ever was in middle school, but honestly, like, a few years ago, whenever I started, I was taking Prozac, and then I got off of it, and then I got back on it, and then I upped my dosage, and whenever I upped my dosage, like, that, there was a period, like, oh my God, it was such fucking hell. I was struggling so bad. Like, that was definitely the most depressed that I've ever been. So, yeah, that was really fucking rough, and I don't know, I was just thinking about that, because I was like, wow, like, that's so crazy, like, I just feel like, and then I kept seeing videos, like, people talking about losing their spark and getting their spark back, and there was such a long period of time where I was like, I guess this is just, like, how my life is now, like, I lost my spark, and, like, it's just, like, never, ever coming back, and I guess it's back, I would say. I wouldn't say I'm, like, the happiest go lucky, whatever, but, like, I think that is, like, normal. I think just having your spark back is just, like, I don't know. I just feel like a person that, like, deserves to live. And that feels like, I feel like that's my spark. Like, I definitely feel like I do have a purpose here. Like, hold on, I have to cough. Maybe that'll help my voice. Hold on. I don't know. Like, I just feel, I don't know. I was just thinking, and I'm like, I just feel, like, so, I haven't felt, like, super depressed in a really long time. So I think that that feels really good. And it's not that every day is perfect, but it's like, I just feel like so like loved in my life. And like, that just feels like I don't feel alone. I'm like kind of crying too, so that's also fucking up my voice. But I just don't really feel alone. And I think like that was something that was always like really hard for me. And like whenever I would be so depressed, like I was like, no, like I don't want to be a burden, blah, blah, blah. And like, I think occasionally I do feel like a burden, but I don't know. Like, I just feel, I don't know. Like, I just feel like my life is like worth a living, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, this seems kind of crazy, but I don't know. I feel like something clicked in my brain today because I was like, oh my God, wait, like something like, I don't know, it's just making me feel, like, I just feel so far away from, like, where I was, like, when I have been in, like, really deep depression and stuff, and I don't know, like, I just feel, like, good, I guess, like, it just feels like, wow, like, I didn't make it, like, I don't know, like, I've just been seeing on TikTok and people, like, saying, like, oh, I felt like this or I feel like this, and I just saw this one TikTok, and it was, like, I'm gonna find it real quick because it was like, finish the sentence, and it was like, maybe in another life. And I was reading the comments and someone was like, maybe in another life, I hope there isn't another life for me. And then someone was like, maybe in another life, like, someone would love me, or like, someone, maybe in another life I would be prettier, maybe, or in another life I would be mentally fine. Maybe in another life I wasn't so sensitive. Maybe in another life I'm enough. And, like, I don't know. Like, that just makes me so sad. And, oh my God, my voice sounds so horrendous right now. But I'm just, like, I feel like I really used to think that, like, I didn't deserve this life. And, like, that's so sad that anyone would think that. And I hate that, like, people are feeling that way literally today. Like, right now, people are feeling that. And, like, that's just so sad. And it's just crazy because, like, I feel like at this point, like, even on my worst days, I'm like, yeah, but, like, this is my life. Like, it just feels, like, so much more beautiful than that. And it sucks because, like, that's some people's, like, biggest truth right now is like, just, you know, maybe in another life, like, just feeling like this life is not worth living. That's so sad. I don't know, I just, like, my entire TikTok has just been so sad today, and I'm just like, it just sucks, like, depression is so fucked up, and, like, especially the shit that, like, gets to people, like, I don't know, this is just, like, maybe in another life TikTok, like, it's just so crazy, like, I think that we just feel so alone in so many emotions, and, like, I just feel like whenever I was feeling these things, I just wish someone would have been, like, I also feel this, like, to feel seen and heard. Like, I feel like that is, like, probably, like, the biggest blessing, and I think that's the biggest way for, like, I think that's probably, like, the best feeling is to feel seen or heard, like, I don't know, like, this is just so fucked up, like, I just hate the comments in this and the way that, like, people are feeling, and, like, I get it, like, I felt that way too, but, like, I just want to change that, like, I wish, like, we could all just as a whole change that, and, like people are saying, maybe in another life I would be less annoying, maybe in another life people would understand me, maybe in another life I would be more normal, maybe in another life I would be lovable, maybe in another life I wouldn't hate myself, maybe in another life I'd be accepted, and, like, maybe in another life I would finally be someone's favorite person. Like, I remember feeling that, like, so fucking bad. So fucking bad. And, like, oh, God, like, that's just so upsetting to me. Like, I hate that someone feels that way. Like, I don't know. And then I saw this one video and it was, like, all these moms. like, kids who have taken their life. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just really fucking sad. I hate it so much. Holy shit. I don't know. Like, I just... I don't know. I'm just having a lot of fucking feelings right now. I'm so sad. Like, I just don't know what. I don't know what. What if. I don't know. I don't know. I've seen so many fucking sad videos today. And I don't know. Just like people, like depressed people. And like, it's so fucking real. Like, that's just so crazy. That, like, you know, so many people go through this. And like, so many people, like, don't talk about it. And I get it, like, I literally been there, done that, like, but fuck, like, I wish it could change, and I think people feel so crazy. Like, I remember, like, whenever I would feel those things, I was like, I feel so stupid for feeling these things, like, it's so embarrassing, like, why can't I just be normal, like, why can't I just, like, be sure of myself, like, everyone else, and, like, you know, why does it have to be, like, I feel like I can't live if I'm, like, someone, like, I'm not someone's favorite person. Like, I don't know. I'm like, that just felt so real. Like, I wanted to be wanted so bad. Like, I wanted to be loved so bad. And, like, I don't know. I think, like, all the things, you know, it's always like, well, you have to love yourself. Like, blah, 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 blah. And, like, I guess, like, maybe that is, like, what fixed me or not fixed, I guess, helped. Was loving myself, because I do think I do love myself at this point. Like, that feels pretty profound. Like, I don't know, I feel like that kind of helps me, because I'm like, I don't know, I have been feeling like struggling. I don't know, I have this like some new friends, and I'm just kind of like, oh my god, what if they don't like me. And I feel like I've been like kind of like just stressed like about that, and like, that's been hard. But then I feel like at the end of it, I can just kind of be like, you know what, like, I know I'm a cool person, like, I know I have good intentions. Like, I feel like, I don't know, there was one person that, like, I was specifically really worried about liking me, because I was like, we just kind of started talking, and like, I feel like this person is like a pretty quiet and like keeps to themselves kind of person, and like, I am obviously very loud and do not keep to myself person. And I feel like in my life, like, people are usually like, oh my god, you're so annoying, or like, oh my god, she never shuts up, she talks too much, she's too loud, she's too this. And like, I don't know, I was just like really stressed, and I'm like, oh my god, like, what if she doesn't like me, like, what if, like, am I too fucking annoying, like, I know I never shut the fuck up, and blah 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 blah. And I was just like spiraling about that, and then I was just like, you know what, wait, like, no, I'm fine, like, it feels good fucking never shutting the fuck up. Clearly, I'm lost my voice and I still don't shut the fuck up. So, you know. But I don't know. And I think that phone call with my dad just, like, really fucked me up. Like, I just feel like that, like, kind of plays a big role of, like, my worth. Like, so I feel like it's easy to, like, judge myself, especially, like, I haven't talked to him since, you know, that one podcast I made about the whole thing. But I don't know, like, I just, I hate feeling unworthy. Like, I feel like that was such a big feeling in, like, any of my, like, deepest depressions, like, just feeling worthless and just feeling like there's just absolutely no point of being here. Like, all I'm fucking doing is causing more problems and stuff. And, like, I don't know, like, the shit just fucking sucks. Like, I just hate, like, I don't know, feeling like that and that other people feel like that and that, like, I don't know, like, there's a reason people feel like that, you know? Like, we're not just naturally born to feel like pieces of shit about ourselves. Like, something does that. I mean, society, I guess, but I don't know, like, I don't know, it's just fucking fucked up. But I don't know. And then also, I've been seeing on TikTok a lot. I'm gonna do a flip and completely talk about something else. And I really want to dye my hair pink. I've just never done that. And I've never dyed my whole head. And I don't know, like, I'm just feeling a little fucking insane. And I want pink hair. Like, having a whole head of pink hair, like, I don't know, that just seems, like, so cool. And, like, also, just because growing up, everyone was always like, you cannot ever touch your hair. Never color it. Never do this. Never do this. Like, never, ever, 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 ever. Like, people wanted to suck the soul out of my hair. And, like, yeah, like, red hair is cool. And I do get the hype. Like, she's cute. And, like, I get it, okay? I get it, I do. But, like, I've had her forever, you know? And I just feel like it would be really crazy to, like, dye it pink. And, like, guess what? Whenever it grows back, it's gonna be fucking red again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it really matter? Does it really matter? And the answer is just no. And also, like, it's mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want, bitch. And I want pink hair. But I'm a little scared because I don't really want to bleach it. Like, my hair, like, red is extremely hard to lift. And so, it really doesn't handle the bleach well. And then it just feels so, like, dead and dry. So, I'm kind of thinking of just, like, trying maybe, like, a semi-permanent, like, dark pink, like, on top of the red. And, like, hopes that, you know, maybe that will look cute. And, like, maybe, like, over time, like, once it fades out, it'll just fade back to red. Because if I bleached it and then did the pink, like, I don't know, it would be cute and, like, you know, it would be fine. But I just feel like if that's a pretty, like, keeping it vibrant pink is, like, pretty high maintenance. And I wouldn't want to do that. Like, this isn't a long-term thing. Like, I think I just want to try it just for fun. Because I'm just really hating my hair right now, and I've always wanted to just fucking, like, shave my head or dye it pink or something, and I feel like, you know, dyeing it pink is probably the safer bet. So, yeah. And if I just do, like, a semi-permanent, and then it'll just wash out. Like, fuck it. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. But, fuck. Yeah, I think I got an ant bite on my toe. It really itches. And my toe looks fucking weird. Like, I've never looked at my second toe on my left foot. I don't know. My toenail just looks like, I don't know if the guy just cut it weird or if it looks weird or, like, what. Oh, fuck. My other toe looks like that, too. On both. What the fuck? I don't know. My toenail just looks, like, short and weird. And it looks, like, angled. I think it's angled. I think he cut it weird. I'm blaming him. Because I've never noticed my toe looking that fucking weird. But she looks weird. So, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. So, I want to do pink hair. So, next time you hear me, I might have pink hair. We'll see. What else? I'm like, I really don't know. I really feel like I'm like, I've been crying for, like, the past a few hours. Like, my TikTok has been, like, really fucking sad. And I've just been getting upset about it more. But I don't know. I really just been fucking sitting here. But anyway. I'm like, okay, let's see. Now let's talk about my week. Last time I saw you was last Wednesday. And all I did was go to work and come home. And then on... What the hell? Yeah, me and Cheyenne did our thing. We hung out Wednesday. And then Thursday, I hung out... Oh, yeah. Thursday, I went to work. And then me, Alexis, and Kaylin all got off early at, like, 4:30. And so we went out and had a drink. And we hung out forever. Like... We just kept hanging out. Like, we went and sat and ate. Or we didn't eat. We just drank. And then we were like, okay, like, they wanted to hit their vapes. So I was like, let's go outside. And so we went and sat in, like, this little, like, courtyard kind of thing vibe. And then we had to pee. So we went to the movie theater and peed. And then came back out and sat in the courtyard more. And we just hung out forever. And we're just talking about, like, everything. And something that's also kind of weird, like, I just... We started talking about, like, sex and stuff, of course, you know, as one does. And, like, I always feel weird just because I'm, like, I don't want to, like, trauma dump. But, like, I feel like it's so hard. Like, I don't have a lot to say about sex. Like, I haven't really, like, we're, like, talking about, like, crazy sex things that we've done and stuff. And I'm just, like, oh, yeah, nope. Like, never done that. Never done that. Like, never done that. Like, my sex life has literally been so fucking boring. Like... Never done anything fucking cool, really, at all. Like, the craziest sex thing that I've ever done is... Hold on, let me think. Oh, like, had sex, like, next to someone or something. Like, done something crazy next to... Like, with other people in the room. So, that's it. And that wasn't in, like, a hot way. Like, it was just, like, we were kids and we only had one room to all hang out in. So, yeah. Yeah, never done anything fucking crazy. And it's like, yeah, because I always like to, I just say gay. If someone asks me about my sexuality, I'm like, short answer, long answer. Short answer, gay. Because that's a lot easier to explain. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I just, whatever. But anyway, so we did that Thursday night, and that was so much fun. And then on Friday, we all went out, and we invited everyone, but there was, I think, 3 girls that didn't come. So, it was a ton of fun. We went out. There was this, like, little, like, nighttime farmer's market thing happening. And so, we went to that. And then we went over and had some little drinks and just hung out and talked forever. And that was such a good time. I feel like I needed that. I feel like... love having friends. Like, I just love being friends with everyone. I just love getting to, like, know more about everyone always. And, like, I think it's, like, hard with coworkers because, like, sometimes, like, you just talk about work. So, like, sometimes I think it's a little awkward, like, transitioning to, like, actually, like, talking about other shit. And so, like, I don't know. I think we did that, and, like, it was a lot of fun. So, I loved it. And then, yeah. We all did a what's in my purse haul and took everything out. And, yeah, it was so funny. We all had random shit in our purse. Like, it was funny. And then we were, like, looking at... We all pulled up, like, old pictures of ourselves and stuff. And then... Oh, my God. And then Kaylin, it was our sister's birthday at midnight. And so we were like, yeah, we'll stay out. And so we did. And we hung out with them for a while. And that was fun. And then, oh my God, yeah, we stayed out so late, but luckily I didn't go into work until, like, 2 p.m. on Saturday, so hell yeah. And then Saturday night, I just stayed home because I was fucking exhausted since I went out Thursday and Friday night. And then Sunday, me, Brody, and Brianna played Uno all motherfucking day. We started playing Uno No Mercy. Holy shit. And, like, there's a rule that's, like, if you have 25 cards, like, you're maxed out, you're out of the game. But at some point, we were just like, fuck it, like, we'll just, like, keep going. And, oh my God, it was fucking awesome. Literally, at one point, we had to draw Brody, like, 78 cards. It was so motherfucking funny. And, yeah, we just played forever. And then... Oh my God, and me and Brianna said I love you for the first time yesterday, which not really because, like, you know, I told her on a podcast episode, like, I guess probably a couple months ago now. I don't really know. And then, yeah, but we said it in person, so, but, yeah, we all hung out forever, and then, yeah, I don't know, I was feeling sad, honestly. On Saturday, I was really sad, and I was watching this show on Netflix called Feel Good, and it's, like, this addict, and, like, this woman who's, like, maybe not a narcissist, but, like, kind of has some, like, narcissistic tendencies and stuff, like, and just, like, kind of doesn't want to, like, she, like, didn't want to tell her friends about her girlfriend and, like, hadn't even come out to them yet, and, like, I don't know, there was just, like, a lot of stuff like that, and, like, she just, like, I don't know, like, it was kind of weird, but, and, like, that was really fucking with, like, girlfriend, like, and she was, like, kind of lying to her about it and stuff, and I don't know, there was a lot happening there, but it was honestly a cute show, like, I'm glad I watched it, but I was just feeling really sad afterwards, and, like, I guess it was, like, happy ending or whatever, but I don't remember the end, honestly. I'm gonna be so real with you, I'm like, I know I just watched it, but, I think, you know, I think it ended happy. I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah. But anyway, whatever. It was good. And so, yeah, Saturday I was feeling just a little gloomy. But now I'm feeling fucking good. I'm fired back up, even though I've been crying all fucking day on TikTok. And I don't know, like, I don't know, it's just really sad, like, how, like, lonely everyone is and stuff, so that makes me sad, but, you know, what am I gonna do about that? I don't want to be lonely, I don't want anyone else to be lonely, and I think we all feel lonely sometimes, so I guess it's normal, but not too lonely, you can't be too lonely. I'm trying to think, I'm like, I don't really know, like, I guess, I feel like whenever I was sitting in my room, I had a lot to say, and then I came here, and, like, now I, like, I don't know what the fuck to say, which seems to be the trend, because, like, and it's funny, like, I've been telling people, like, I've started just telling people that I have a podcast, and it's funny, because, like, everyone's always like, oh, I could so have a podcast, like, me and my friend talk about it all the time, we talk about it all the time, and I'm like, that's so funny, like, me and my friends talked about it all the time, too, and, like, now that I have one, like, sometimes I'm, like, I don't know, which I am doing it alone, which, still, I'm, like, that's hard fucking core, like, you fucking sit here and talk to yourself for an hour all the time, and I love it, but I kind of feel like I suck a lot, but it kind of just feels good to me, so I kind of don't care, like, I do care. I hope that you do enjoy it, but I want to enjoy it first. And that's, like, it is hard to come sit here and talk for an hour. And, like, most of the time, yeah, it's just kind of reflecting on my life the past week and just kind of, like, trying to, you know, see what I'm thinking about and stuff. But I don't know. And then, of course, you know, we talked more about my hate for men, me, Brody, and Brianna. And it sucks, like, it just sucks, and, like, I just feel like a lot of, like, I don't know, like, it definitely is fucked up, and, like, hating a group of people and basing it off one thing, like, yeah, that's fucking the definition of prejudice, but, not but, period on that, and then I just want to grow, and I just, like, it just complicates things kind of a lot more, because then I'm kind of like, well, how do I know? How do I know if it's a bad man or not? Which, I don't know. I do, like, I don't know, because I don't really know what level, like, how to, like, backtrack, like, out of it, and know, honestly, it's so complicated, and it's really a mind fuck, and it's, like, every time I talk about it, it seems to get more complicated and, like, thinking about becoming, like, less hateful of men, like, seems, like, really impossible. I know that it kind of sounds like a joke, but, like, honestly, that is so fucking true. Like, I just don't feel like, I don't know, like, that just seems so fucking hard. And also, yeah, then it's like, well, how do I know if it's a good man or a bad man? And, like, how do I, like, it's not just because he's a man, like, I don't know. I don't know, honestly. But then I'm like, but the patriarchy, like, literally society, the male conditioning, like, is made by men. Like, this is a man somewhere, which is not men as a whole. Like, I don't want to overgeneralize and just say all men, but a lot of men, I guess. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to think about that and figure out how to continue with that. And, you know, again, I just want to say I'm sorry, and that my goal is never to just spread hate. And, like, obviously one day I'm gonna be rich and famous and they're gonna be like, oh my god, look at Brittany, she hates all men, she's saying men are so bad, cancel her. And, like, don't cancel me, because I am growing and, like, I do want to change. Like, I do want to change, okay? Like, I am trying. And yeah, it fucking sucks. And then, you know, then I just kind of think, well, whenever I'm rich and famous, I'll have to delete all this so it's fucking gone. But also, nothing is gone forever off the internet. And also, like, I want to show you who I am fully, even in all my fuck-ups. Like, I am a fucking real person, and this is a fucking big struggle. And this is something fucked up that I do a lot. And I want to be better at. And I don't know. Like, I don't really know, like, physically what that looks like. I just think it's a more mentally thing, because physically I don't really encounter that many men. Like, I'm pretty surrounded by women in, like, all aspects of my life. So, yeah, I don't think it's a big physical difference, but mentally, stop hating the men so much. Could be good, possibly, it seems like. Just because I definitely do think that it is wrong to just, you know, hate a group of people based off of one thing. Like, obviously, I think that's fucked up. Obviously, it's why I'm like, I fucking argue with anyone all day about how racism is wrong and homophobia is wrong and transphobia and, like, any of the things are wrong. But then I'm sitting here and I'm like, fuck men, I hate all men. So it's pretty hypocritical of me. So I just want to, you know, figure that out better and be better. I just want to be better. So, and back to the canceling. I was hanging out with some friends, and they're like, fuck this bitch. And I'm like, but no, not fuck her. Like, I know, like, she did this and this and this, but, like, you know, she's not bad, guys. Like, she's not bad. And they're just like, well, I don't know, like, kind of fucking seems like she is. And da 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 da. I'm like, no, guys, like, she's not bad. I swear, like, there's potential. Like, I think, like, over time, like, you know, like, there is potential. I think she can grow. I think she wants to grow. I just think that, like, she's never been taught any differently. And everyone is just like, no, Brittany, like, shut up. And I'm just like, guys, I just feel like I really need to fight for her, because I would want someone to be fighting for me. Like, if I've ever done something fucked up and, like, you really don't agree with, like, please come tell me. Please come and talk to me. Like, don't ever just, like, shut me out of your life without saying anything. Because if you think I'm wrong, I really want to sit and reflect and, like, see. And, like, see if, like, you know, maybe I am just gonna fully, like, two toes down, like, 10 toes down, I think is what it is, whatever. 2 toes, 10 toes, you get it, same thing. Maybe I will just stand on, like, what I was saying, but probably what's gonna happen is I'm gonna reflect and be like, okay, I see your side and I see where that's fucked up, and I am sorry. Like, I do want to grow, I do want to be better, so, like, please never just, like, leave on me. Never just be, like, done and be like, okay, did what we can, fuck that bitch. Like, I don't know, that's just so scary to me. And, like, I do feel like that is a little bit of a codependent thing in me, where I'm like, no, wait, like, please, like, pick me, choose me, like, but at the same time, like, for real, though, like, if I'm doing something fucked up, like, please tell me, like, I do want to be better, I really do, so, like, don't give up on me, bitch, Like, I don't know. And then they were like, yeah, but that's you. Like, you want to change. Like, this person doesn't want to change. And, like, I get it, but I don't know. I don't know. And then, okay, remember my whole reconnecting journey where I was like, I believe in reconnection and blah, 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 blah. And then I went to reconnect with someone and then it sucked. Okay, well, then I was like, okay, break from reconnecting because I don't know about that. Okay, now, T, last week I was like, I had this person who was like a huge part of my life for a long time. Like, I've definitely talked about them on this podcast here and there. And then, like, things were just kind of piling up and it was just kind of weird. And I just, like, needed to take a break from the relationship. And of course, my unhealthy ways at the time that I'm working on still currently forever is being less passive. And the way I cut it off was pretty fucking passive and it was like kind of a hard pass. And we were like, me and this person were like texting and I stopped answering their texts and they kept being like, hello, like what's going on? And I just want to answer. And then I finally answered and it was like the most short responses ever. And then one time I saw them at a bar and I was with my friend who's also their friend. And my friend who's their friend went up to them and was talking to them. And I'm like, yeah, you go. Like, I don't care. Just, like, I don't want to. And then my friend I was there with was like, they really want to talk to you. They really want to see you. Like, da-da-da. Like, they really want to see you. They really want to see you. And I was just like, I'm not interested. Like, no thanks. And they went over there. And then they came back. And they were like, they want to buy you a drink. Like, please. Like, they really miss you. Like, they love you. Like, they want to see you. Da-da-da-da. And I was just like, I said, I'm not interested. Please stop fucking asking me. And I think that's okay. Like, I needed a break from that relationship and I did it the best possible way I could. I was standing up for myself and I did need room and I was making that happen, even if it wasn't in the best way. Like, it was the best way I could have at that time. I would do it differently now because I know differently now, but at that time I was just like, I just need out of this and I just needed to, like, stop. Like, please give me some fucking space. And so then it was just kind of awkward and I hadn't really talked to them in a while. And then, like, every once in a while they just kind of pop in my brain and I'm like, damn, like, I miss them. And then I, like, fight with myself because I'm like, I miss, like, parts of the relationship. Like, there were definitely, like, more parts of it that were just kind of, like, immature and, like, unhealthy. But then there was some parts that were, like, really fucking good. And, like, this person, like, really, like, I felt really fucking close to them. And I do feel like I really, like, needed them. Like, I feel like they were very helpful for me for a time of my life. And so, like, I'm always conflicted, like, if I miss them or, like, if it's, like, what it really is. But anyway, like, and then I'm always like, should I text them? And then I'm just like, no, like, I guess not. Like, it's always just I don't know, and so I don't. And then the other day I was just thinking about it and I was like, you know what, like, I'm just gonna fucking text them. Like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I just want to text them. I'm sick of having this, like, feeling coming up that I miss them and then not knowing what to do. Like, I'm just gonna text them. Like, whatever. So I text them and, like, I'm just like, hey. And they said, hey. And it had been over, it's been, like, almost 2 years since we talked. And then I was just like, I've just been thinking about you lately. And, like, I just really miss you. And they were just like, miss you too. And then they went on, like, just kind of, like, gossiping. Like, a lot of our relationship was gossiping, and for the time, like, I was in high school, like, that was fine, but, like, at this point in my life, like, I don't really just sit around and gossip for fun. Like, I like more, like, deep conversations, I guess, or just, like, something real, something personal to you, like, not just, like, other people. And, like, they did just, like, we're just like, miss you too, da da da. Did you see da 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 da? And, like, obviously we were gonna talk about it. Like, it was something that, like, we were both, like, involved in, I guess. But I don't know. Then I was just kind of like, okay, like, I guess, like, I kind of got my answer. Like, cause then we just talked about that, and I was like, maybe, like, I'll send a couple texts about this, but then we'll, like, you know, like, talk about, like, our friendship and, like, what's going on with, like, us. And, like, they just, like, didn't really seem interested in that. They were just, like, gossip, gossip, gossip. And so I was like, okay, well, like, you know, at least I tried. Like, at least I, like, you know, like, got to reach out again instead of this, like, missing them. Do I text? Do I not text? Saying, like, now it's, like, I miss them, but I miss a different version of them, I guess. Which is also confusing because it's, like, at the time, like, our relationship was, like, pretty... I don't know, like, there was, like, a weird, like, power dynamic, and, like, it was gossipy, it was a lot gossipy, but it was, like, I was into the gossip at that time, and then it was also, like, this person was, like, kind of, like, a mentor or something, maybe, to me, and so, like, we would talk about, like, you know, other aspects of my life, and, like, I don't know, just kind of some other stuff, and, like, this person, like, had also experienced some similar situations and things like that, so, like, oh, excuse me, that was, like, a burp and a hiccup, and I don't really know what that was, so sorry about that, but, I don't know, like, it was just weird because there was, like, more to the relationship than just the gossip, but the gossip was, like, majority of it, and so I guess, like, now whenever I miss them, like, I miss everything except for, like, the gossipy parts of it. And so I kind of thought by, like, texting them, like, since it's been a few years and, like, now I'm, like, 23, like, I feel like, you know, the relationship could just be, like, different because, I don't know, like, I guess, okay, I'm, like, whenever I'm rich and famous, this person might hear this and, you know, I don't want it to be weird, but, I mean, it is, okay, so, when I was in high school, I had, well, I had two older friends, and they were, like, mid-30s, and, like, after I graduated high school, like, we had just kind of built, like, a strong relationship, and, like, I was hanging out with them, and... yeah, it was all fine, but they were, like, really gossipy, and, like, they, like, knew all my high school friends and everything like that, so it's, like, we would gossip, like, about, like, my high school drama, and, like, they were, like, really involved in it, and they really wanted to, like, talk shit, too, like, they wanted to gossip, and it was just, like, for me, it was cool. I was, like, you know, like, I'm fucking 17, 18, and, like, I'm friends with these, like, 30s people, like, I'm fucking cool, and, like, just kind of looking back, and, like, anytime that I've ever told anyone that, they're always, like, what the fuck, like, what the hell, and I'm just kind of, like, okay, yeah, I get it, and I don't know, like, I don't really know what the intention was, but I feel like these people are just people who, I don't want to say peaked in high school, but peaked in high school. I don't know, because I don't want to oversimplify them. Like, I think that they are complicated people, and, like, there is more to them than that. Like, but I don't know. Like, the way that they were just involved in the high school drama was just, like, a little weird, definitely, looking back on it. And, like, even after that, like, in our next friendships, like, I just feel like they were, like, pretty, like, interested in my life, but, like, not in, like, an actual interest in me, like, interest in, like, a gossipy, like, drama kind of way, and so, I don't know, kind of weird, but, yeah, I just kind of felt like now, like, you know, I'm 23, like, I'm not in high school, like, I'm kind of, like, an adult now, I guess, or something, like, you know, like, I'm kind of grown, and, like, I don't know, I'm, like, I just have, like, so many, like, I gossip, don't get me wrong, I will gossip, but, like, a lot of the time, like, the things I want to talk about are, like, I don't just want to be, like, oh my god, did you see her fucking necklace? Like, that is so cheeky, you know? Like, I want to be, like, oh my god, like, her energy was weird, like, it just made me feel weird, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to make something, like, I'll talk shit, but I'm not gonna, like, it's not gonna be, like, talking shit about you, it's gonna be talking shit that maybe, like, you brought something to light for me that, like, you know, because, like, your reaction to people is really just, like, a projection of, like, you, so, like, I feel like if I'm gossiping now, it's usually, like, to find something out about myself, And so, I don't know, like, I was just kind of like, okay, like, these people are, like, 40 now, like, you know, maybe, like, things are different, but it didn't really seem like it. So, I guess I kind of sucked, but, like, whatever, like, it's cool, I guess, but it just sucks because I kind of miss, like, I don't want to get back into this relationship to just gossip all the time. Like, I'm not really interested in that. Like, I want to clean slate and, like, completely restart the relationship. Like, also, you know, I think that, like, it's important for, like, if you want to be able to really, like, I feel like, because, you know, a lot of people say, like, one's a cheater, always a cheater. And, like, I just feel like in relationships, like, I feel like if you really want, like, I think someone can grow and change, but I think if you're just coming back to them and going back to the relationship, then, like, you're kind of enabling it because you're not, like, I want to be leading with that new growth. Like, with, I don't know, like, I want, ideally, I want a completely clean slate, and I just want to be like, hey, like, I'm Brittany, I'm, you know, 23 now, and I got this going on, and this going on, and, like, I'm thinking about these things, and, like, I just, like, kind of want it to be, like, more, like, personal, and just, like, more, like, intimate, I guess, like, I don't know, like, I don't just want to gossip, like, I want to gossip to, like, learn something, like, I want it to be, like, I don't know, do you get what I'm saying, like, and, like, being with a cheater, like, I feel like you can't go back. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, that one guy, like, I kept going back to, and, like, we kept, like, going back to each other, and we kept just, like, talking, and, like, our relationship just kept being the same. Like, I just feel like it's never, like, I finally just had to be like, okay, we have to go no contact. Like, this is just not working like this. And, like, then sometimes I sit with myself, and I'm like, would I ever, like, is there a part of me, like, ever does, like, want to be with him, or, like, this or that, and, like, no, not the person that I know him to be, like, no, I need to completely clean slate, and it would have to be, like, complete reintroduction, and, like, it would just have to be such a different scenario, and, like, it would just, like, no, so, I don't know, and then I'm just, like, thinking, like, you know, like, do I think he's, like, cheating? Like, I think he would cheat on me if I was with him because, like, he didn't have a problem, like, air quotes, cheating with me. Which, it was all over the phone, so it was just emotional cheating. But cheating is cheating, and, like, it's just wrong. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I was just thinking because, I guess, he just got a house with his girlfriend, this guy that I used to talk to, and, like, I just saw them, and I'm just, like, Jesus, like, I really hope, like, he doesn't cheat on her. Like, I just hope, like, he grows and changes, but I think someone has to want growth and change, and I think that's something that I kind of struggle, like, I feel like I kind of tried to bright side people, and I'm like, no, like, they can grow, they can change, but, like, I think, like, I forget that, like, you have to want that. Yikes. Hard truth, people, okay? No, I don't know, I don't know, that was so much, it was so chaotic, but I hope you got something out of that. I have to cough. I just feel like, I want to grow and change, so I feel like I expect other people to want to grow and change, but I don't know. And also, I think it's confusing because I say I want to grow and change, but I'm like, I feel like with this man thing, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't really know if I want to grow and change. Like, I say that I want to, and I think, like, ideally I want to, but I think, like, it just takes a lot of effort, and I feel like I really haven't been putting in effort, so I'm like, do I really want to? Because I'm saying I want to, but I'm not really, like, taking steps to do that. So that's something I've been thinking about. So I feel like, you know, I am gonna start taking steps, like, because I do want to and stuff, but I think it's hard to know if you actually want to. Like, I think, I don't know. I don't know. But wow. I'm like, this was a lot. Like, I have no idea what the hell is going on. I'm like, we talked about my sad TikTok videos. We talked about pink hair. We talked about reconnection. We talked about my week. We talked about, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, the reconnection thing, I guess, might be back off the table for a while. Well, I don't really think that there's anyone else I want to reconnect with. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I guess maybe some people I would want to hang out with, but I don't really know. I feel like, I don't know. And also reconnecting with Trent. That one was a success. So, 10 out of 10. Down 2, up 1. Ha ha ha. So technically, I'm only a down 1. And it's not even down. It was like, just like, okay. It's like, never hurts to ask, you know. If you get told no, it puts you right back where you are. So, and I didn't get told no. It was just like, I think I'm saying no. Like, I don't know. If they text me and needed me, like, yeah, cool. But I just feel like I'm not interested in gossiping forever. So, whatever. But I'm going to go swimming this week on Wednesday. So, I can't wait. I think it might be my last swim. Oh, my God. I hope not. I hope not. I don't think so. Maybe not the last swim, but maybe one of the last. Because it's fall, even though we're in Texas, and it might be fucking summer till Christmas. But we'll see. I hope you can hear me. I'm like, I feel like my voice, like, is already so fucked up. And then, like, I keep moving, which is usually fine. But I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, okay, let me think. Any final thoughts? I love you. I hope you have a good week. I hope you have a good day. I hope that if you're feeling lonely, that, you know, you have someone that you can talk to. And if you don't, like, talk to me. What did I give you? Oh, my Finsta account. My Finsta is Britters. 552, I'm pretty sure. Oh my god, and the time is 552. That's so cute. I'm pretty sure that's what my Finsta is. Yeah, 552. Sometimes I think it's 255 because my phone number is 255. Whoa! Don't tell my phone number. Should I delete that? Well, you don't know the rest of it. Whatever. If my phone number gets leaked, call me. But no, 552. Britters 552. So if you're lonely, you can follow me and we can talk and I'll be here for you. But I don't know who some of these people are. Like, yeah, there's some random people who want to follow my Finsta. And yeah, whatever. Okay, well, follow me and message me. Don't be lonely, because that would fucking suck. I don't want you to be lonely, okay? But for real, like, I feel like, you know, I hope that everyone, whoever listens here, like, has someone to talk to, like, if you're feeling like shit or something. And also, like, I won't, if you ever do message me, I'm like, let me just, like, preface. I won't know what to say, but I'll just be here. And I think that's what's important. And also, if someone ever comes to you, I think same thing. Sometimes if you don't have to say something, it's not like there's a right thing to say, because there's usually not. I think just being there, just showing up, that's something. That's most of it. So, But I don't know. I feel like this episode was kind of useless. I'm like, God, fucking nothing productive, and I suck. But you know what? I showed up, and that's most of it. So anyway, I love you. Yes, have a good week. Check on your people. Get checked on. Check on yourself, okay? And yeah, I'm excited for the future. I think I'm gonna try to go mess with the clay after I get off here, because I keep saying I'm gonna do that and I haven't. So hopefully I can go do that. We'll see. And then I am hopefully gonna play fucking No Mercy Uno with Brody and Brianna, because I wanna play again. It's fun. And then, yeah, that's it. So, anyway, I love you. Seriously, thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. And be well.